So we'll take one and two. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry, question or comment?
Yeah, I had a question on number one.
Okay.
And that was, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to dial back to that, but I was looking at the DBE percentage, et cetera, on that. There was quite a gap between what was expected and what was put forward. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how do we justify to ourselves awarding in that case as opposed to going to the second bidder? I'm just trying to understand.
So as part of our process, when the contractor submits his bid, he's required to disclose to us what type of DBE commitment he's going to make on the contract. And if he's not meeting the goal that we had advertised, he's supposed to provide us with documentation which demonstrates his efforts to meet the goal. As a follow-up to that, there was a meeting held between the Chief of Diversity and this contractor to discuss specifically that portion of their contract obligation. I was not at that meeting, Gustavo, but...
Well, prior to the meeting, actually, there was quite a bit of documentation that was submitted by the bidder, by Kirby. Mm-hmm. And in addition, the meeting was conducted. At that meeting, there was further information submitted by the vendor. And subsequent to the meeting, actually, even additional information was submitted. So based on that information submitted, and the analysis we conducted of whether good faith efforts had been pursued by Herlihy, I render a decision that based on that documentation and the conversation, the meeting that was held, the vendor satisfied the requirements of the good faith efforts and was deemed to be responsive and responsible.
And this vendor has actually proposed a different way of doing this without as many subcontracting opportunities.
One of the issues in question was his proposed design of the actual wall. And in his case, because of the design he proposed, there were some substantial savings that he was able to achieve. And conversely, one of the other competitors had not proposed that design, and that therefore meant that they added some significant amount of hardware to their bid, which went to a DBE. So that made a huge difference in connection with being able to come in as a low bidder.
So the diversity unit has to grant a waiver in order for me to recommend to the board approval of this contract. Mm-hmm. And they did perform their due diligence, and the waiver was approved. And as Gustavo mentioned, you know, it was our noise wall specification is an open specification where we do not tell the contractor exactly what type of wall type to use. So they're free to choose different types as long as they can meet the performance criteria that we have in our specification. And they have, and that did play a role in how some of the bidders were able to incorporate additional subcontracting opportunities versus
one
the low
the
bidders.
One of the bidders.
One of them. There were three, and one of the bidders was able to include some additional DBE participation through the wall type that they had chosen.
Okay. I guess what I'm looking at, and I'm not looking at this specific case as, you know, a single instance, but I'm just, when I see, you know, relatively modest goal to start with at 16%, and I see a considerable shortfall of 5.31% committed, I'm just trying to figure out how, you know, at what point do we cut bait and move on to someone else, especially considering the very small difference in the second bid, cash, you know, the dollar.
As you know, by law, we're required to have a waiver process. And so, we've all been involved with these contracts for long in a period of time that, you know, I think that most of the contractors have tried to make a good faith effort. And in most cases, we see people meeting the goal. But we are required by law to have a waiver process. They do have to go through, I think, a pretty rigorous demonstration as to why they're not meeting the goal. And ultimately, it's not engineering that decides. It's actually a diversity unit, which, as you know, we've decided to break out and make completely independent from either procurement or engineering. And so it's the chief of diversity charged with making that call. And so that was the call that was made. And so we're I think we all are in agreement that it's something that we feel comfortable recommending to the board.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just have to tell you also that one of the factors that went into my decision is the record that this particular vendor has on dollar contract regarding DBE compliance. And they have, you know, an impeccable record on that account. They have never asked for a waiver before, which really hit also weighed heavily on my mind. That was one of the reasons I cited in my dispensation of the issue. And they've always been able to come at or above the originally achieved level or proposed level to the tollway. So that was another reason that I took in consideration. I have to take multiple issues in consideration when I'm making these kinds of decisions, and this was not taken lightly. It actually took a lot of time and a lot of consulting with myself and the almighty of all, because these decisions, after all, they're not assigned. They're a lot of it is a judgment call, and you have to make sure that you're comfortable with the judgment call.
So we're just, this office is a separate office, is new, as Christy mentioned, and I think maybe what we should do is just talk about whether at some point on a regular basis the office reports in so that we get an overall picture. I think you correctly selected one item here, but it would be good, just the way the Inspector General reports to us on a regular basis, at some point to say, okay, how many waivers have you granted? What were the circumstances of those waivers? And, you know, have it just a report and an overview about how the office is functioning so we can understand better the whole, every individual item, but in a broader context, if that makes sense. Okay, good. But thank you for drawing that to our attention. Were there any other questions on those first two?
Okay. I'm sorry, yes. Can we take that separately? Would that be too much time?
Oh, no, that would be fine. I'm happy to break it up. So, why don't we, will the firster and the seconder withdraw the motion that's on the table?
Yes.
If you can remember who you were. Okay. So, I'd like a motion on the first item, please.
Some of them.
Second. Second. Well, so, is there any more discussion of that item? Okay. Do you want to vote by hand?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Any abstentions? Okay. Thank you. Then we'll take number two as a separate item. May I hear a motion on that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions on that one? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Number three we've taken off the table. I believe we can take 4 through 9. May I hear a motion on those?
Motion approved.
Second? Any questions or comments on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Number 9 is a recusal by Director Peterson.
Ten.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10, right. So we can take that as a separate motion?
So moved.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? One recusal. And I believe we can take 11 through 19, all as a pack.
Madam Chairman, could yes. I would like to recuse myself on item number 16.
Okay, so we will take 9 through 15.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, and it is 16, okay, so may I hear a separate motion on 16?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? A recusal by Director Wisner. Then we'll take 17 through 19.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Then we will do legal. Some of these going to be in executive session?
Item number 2 and 3 will be in executive session.
Okay, so why don't we take 1? I don't know, I mean, everybody's seen these motions. Is there a need to have any discussion on this one? Okay, may I hear a motion then?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? We will take 2 and 3 up in executive session. So what will happen now is we'll take a quick break, we'll go into executive session, and we'll come back, and if there is the will of the board to take action on any of these 3 items, it will be taken up in executive session. We will do that when we return. So So I need a motion to go into executive session, please.
So moved.
We'll let Liz read it, I'm sorry, thank you.
I'd like to make a motion pursuant to sections 2C1, 2C2, 2C5, and 2C11 of the Open Meetings Act to discuss personnel matters, potential litigation, purchase of real property, and collective bargaining matters.
Now, Director Peterson will move that. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, so we'll go into executive session, we'll come back at 10:15. Okay, we're on the air. We have three items we're going to take up during this part of the board meeting. We want first to, why don't we start with the engineering item?
Is it possible to pause for a couple of minutes per media's request, or do we need to just move forward?
Oh, they want to come back in?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The whole time we're in here, and that's when we're going to the restroom. Jeez, Lord, please.
I think the motion should read, I move to remove from the consent agenda item for phase of engineering. Do we put them down below?
They're stationed in the bubble, but they stepped out of them for a minute.
Thanks.
Nice weekend.
Yeah, like 6.4, item 3. Anybody really going to see the golf? Are you going to see the golf?
Depends how long. My middle son was just, Matt Kuchar just pulled him under the ropes and was letting him walk with him for 2 hours. Mm-hmm.
You're on the air, so he's famous.
Or infamous.
Okay, here we go. Tollway Board is now back in open session. Thank you for your patience with us in executive session. We have three items that we're going to take up. The first item is under 6.5 legal. We're going to ask for a motion on item 2, the settlement on a workers' comp claim.
Motion no problem.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? The second item is 6.52, the parcel identification. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? And the third?
Motion to remove from consent agenda under engineering 6.4, item number 3.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. See you in the next one. Motion to adjourn, right?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Anybody dare abstain? Okay. Thank you.